This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwinke. Tonight, we bring you the wicked combination of Tracy Silverman and Roy Future Man Wooten from November 19, 2015 at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. A composer and producer, Silverman plays custom-made six-string electric violins designed by him. Silverman refers to his music as 21st-century violin playing because his style is influenced by all of the music that surrounds us in our current culture. Silverman's intent is that the violin remains culturally relevant to reflect the music of our time and place so it doesn't become an instrument that just plays the music of the past. Early in his career, Silverman was first violinist with the well-known Turtle Island String Quartet. Lauded by the BBC as the greatest living exponent of the electric violin, the world's first concert electric violinist was recently named one of the 100 distinguished alumni by the Juilliard School. In 2009, Silverman released Streaming Video Soul. The project includes Roy Future Man Wooten, who plies his trade with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Future Man is a five-time Grammy-winning percussionist who mirrors the eclectic side of Silverman. He's best known for playing the drumitar as a member of the Flecktones. It's a handheld drum controller that he invented. Future Man has also composed original music for ballet, several large symphonic works, and the soundtrack for The Black Mozart. Tracy Silverman and Future Man's performance, Concerto for Two, consists of solo arrangements of concertos originally written for electric violin and orchestra. They were originally commissioned by various orchestras written specifically for Silverman. Now, Tracy Silverman and Future Man on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
you. Woo! Yeah, it's good to be back in Spearfish. I've been looking forward to this for so long. This was one of my favorite gigs ever the last time I was here. It was just awesome. It's just awesome, and it's so nice to be back. Thank you, Sean, for bringing us back here. We love it here.
Yes. Cozy.
All right. So that was a little Stevie Wonder for you, just to get things, just to get the blood pumping a little bit.
Yeah.
Get things moving. All right. So this we call this show Concerto for Two. Because, that's it, exactly, and because we're doing, one of the things we do is excerpts or movements from electric violin concertos, and it's kind of a new thing, the electric violin concerto. The first one that I know of was written in 2003, and I've written a couple, and I've gotten a few more written for the electric violin. Yeah, John Adams.
Oh, 2003, yes. Yeah. It was for the opening of Disney Hall, and this great composer named John Adams wrote an electric violin concerto called The Dharma at Big Sur. And it was written specifically to feature Tracy Silverman.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I was there.
He was there. But that's not what we're going to play right now. We're going to do that next, actually. It's coming right up. But before that, I'm going to play you, we're going to play you, a movement from one of my electric violin concertos. So this is from a piece called Between the Kiss and the Chaos. And, yeah. And this is, and the whole piece is, it's, the Kiss and the Chaos is, concerto is five movements, and they're all inspired by great works of visual art, paintings and sculpture and stuff like that. And so this movement is inspired by Henri Matisse and a painting called La Danse.
Thank you.
And it was, the idea of it was to commemorate their new concert hall. So they wanted something very California. And to John Adams, you know, he was thinking about California and the West Coast and the breeze coming in off the Pacific Ocean. And he was thinking about all the sounds that that wind was carrying all the way from Asia across the ocean to California, and how those sounds kind of mixed with the sounds of California, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis and stuff like that, American sounds. So this is John's piece called The Dharma at Big Sur. What we're going to do, again, we're going to, using the loop pedal, we're going to sort of try to recreate this orchestral score with that, and then play a couple of excerpts. So the first part from the first movement is like a raga, and the second movement is an homage to Terry Riley, great minimalist composer. So this is the Dharma at Big Sur, and then we're going to follow that actually by a little Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you.
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with Tracy Silverman and Future Man on SDPB.
Because we're Concerto for Two, we're going to play another excerpt from an electric violin concerto. This one was written by a guy named Kenji Bunch, and this is a piece, some excerpts from a piece called Embrace.
Tracy Silverman and Future Man on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
So we're at that point of the night. This is our last tune for you all. Yeah, oh, thank you. It's been a blast. It's really been a blast. Want to say thanks to everybody who's working here. You know, Sean Young for presenting us here, for bringing us in, making us so comfortable. And Jane and Ava. Yeah. Do such... Yeah, Ava! Yeah. You know, these guys work for months. I know it seems like, oh, you know, you just have to throw two people up on stage. What's the big deal? But it's a lot of work for them to prepare all this. We've been in the schools all week doing all this work with kids here in Spearfish, down in Rapid. And, yeah, we've been doing like 4 or 5 classes a day with kids.
Yeah, really want to give a shout out to all the great students that we've gotten a chance to work from and learn from. Yeah. Very inspiring. Shout out to all the great students here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the youth orchestra that was here the other night, some of the youth orchestra kids. Wow, amazing, insightful questions from these kids. It's really a beautiful thing you guys have going here. And also thanks to Nick from Killian's.
Yes.
Yeah. Killing it. He's killing it with that food over there.
Yes.
So good. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. And
and all the teachers. All the teachers behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, to all of you for showing up. Thanks for being here. It's such a pleasure being back in Spearfish. I hope I get to come back sometime soon. I love you guys. All right, here's a little Santana for you just to close out the evening.
Thank you.
right, we do one more quick one. It's a little lullaby for you.
It's funny, you know, we've really had such a great time, you know, and I think this next song we're going to do kind of send it out there in contrast to all the crazy news out there. And maybe there's a saying that, you know, music can soothe the savage beast. And there's a lot of crazy things happening. We're going to send this out there just to contrast with some peace and quiet. Yeah?
Yeah, man. This well said. Yeah. Well said. All right. I'm going to need some monitor for this one for my vocal. Just a little bit of monitor. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and everybody, please, thanks to Jack for doing the sound up here. Yeah. He's up there. You can't see him. But he's the guy who makes that sound good. So thank you for that, Jack.
Thank you. softness in your voice cuts through all the chaos and the riots. And I hate to even talk about it, cause it's just another noise. All we need is a little peace and
so much. This has really been fun. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, you guys.
You've been listening to Concerto for Two, performed by Tracy Silverman and Roy Futureman Wooten, with Silverman on the 6-string electric violin and Futureman on percussion. Find out more about the artists at TracySilverman.com and FutureManLive.com. This concert was recorded November 19, 2015 by Jack Hughes at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Learn about upcoming events by going to matthewsopera.com. Special thanks to SDPB's Josh Earle for production assistance. You can hear this concert again, plus any of our archived shows at sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. We're back next week with another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.